This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. A week from today, it's Halloween. And we're doing our show live from the Winchester Mystery House. It's our live Halloween broadcast, and it's from 6 to 9 in the morning. And it's not a secret show. You don't need a ticket. There won't be, bring the kids. The kids will love Psycho Donuts and the Organic Coup. So we've got a couple breakfast places coming in, but it's while supplies last. So get there early if you possibly can. Grab yourself a spot and wear a costume because we have a few different prizes and contests that are going to be going on.
That's right, Calamity Jane.
That's right. Well, you know I'll be there in my full Western regalia.
And just to clarify, it's October 31st, Thursday, on Halloween.
On Halloween.
Oh, yeah, sometimes people just don't.
Yeah, no, 1 week
When's
from
When's your
today,
Halloween show?
It's on Halloween. Yeah. Well, sometimes Halloween's on a Saturday or Sunday.
Right.
So.
Or, you know, you might celebrate it on a different day.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to a Halloween party this weekend. Yeah. Oh. Got to get my Calamity Jane. We were up in the attic yesterday. We actually did the decorations out in front of our house. We have these like gravestones and stuff, you know, that we put out there and hang up the purple and orange lights, and then we're up in the attic, like going through. You know, it is amazing how many costumes you accumulate. Like, we have a whole box full of wigs. I'm like, what?
Oh,
wigs.
Oh, let me get one of those.
Oh yeah, you want a wig?
I need a Halloween costume.
Well, you have thrown wig parties.
I have, yeah. But you know, John and I each only had one wig. You know, I don't know where all these other wigs came from. But over the years, we must have just had a million wigs.
Well, you've also said that you play with those in the bedroom, don't you?
Those are not in the attic. Those are nice wigs.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Nice. I don't wear those to the parties.
How did that get started with you guys? Was that something, which one of you said, you know what I want to do?
Oh, it's not like a, don't think it's like a all the time thing. It's just once in a while, you know, I'll put on a wig.
Right,
and
but
be like,
how did it, which
hello?
One of you, was that you saying I'm going to do this for you? Or was that him saying, can you do me a favor?
I don't know why that
Because I've said to my wife, like, look, you want to try something, speak up.
Yeah.
I'm down.
You got to just, I think you just have to introduce it.
Yeah, but I'm not into putting a wig on, so like I...
You would be great in a wig.
I want her...
He's bald, for God's sake. Pull on a wig.
I don't want her
Maybe
to be
like
sitting there
Maybe like a Ronald McDonald
going,
wig. That'd be a good one. Bozo,
you know what I
something?
Really want? I want to be paddled or something. You know? I'll do it.
Oh, well.
I'll do that for you.
That
you just got to speak up.
Yeah, no. We've done, you know, we just fall into some funny thing where one of us is pretending to be someone else. And, you know, the wigs are just sort of a natural extension of that. Like, I found a Heidi wig. Not like a, you know, Heidi from the Alps with the red hair and the...
Oh, okay. Wendy's hamburgers.
Yeah, like Wendy's, exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that wig is now, though. That one's long gone. But I think that was the first one I was like, oh, I'm going to be hilarious. And he got to do Heidi that day.
It's fun.
Yeah. But it was a long time ago. I have a couple that I keep nice that I...
You should put those freckles on, too. Like, paint some freckles on your face.
Are you thinking of Pippi Longstocking?
Yeah.
Oh, the Wendy's chick has freckles on her face, you know?
Oh, yeah, she does.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Super cute.
Totally doable, that Wendy.
So it just materialized over time.
Yeah,
there
just,
was no
you know,
one who had a specific
listen,
desire.
Listen, we've been doing it on the regular for 30 years. Like, we are having to come up with ways to keep it funny. Because that, to me, is the bottom line. Like, if we're laughing while we're doing it, I think that's great. You know? We're not lighting candles and doing roast
It's
petals.
A little distracting, though, with the laughing when it gets out of hand.
Well, yeah. I mean, it can be. You got to really walk the line. You got to find that line.
You lose some strength, yeah. You know what I mean?
How do we get on this? Oh, because of Halloween. Dress up, everybody. Let's live out our fantasies on Halloween, shall we? Winchester Mystery House. There's details about this at RadioAlice.com, but really all you need to know is get to the Winchester Mystery House and... join the party. I want to start with Survivor. I'll read through Maria's email real fast.
Okay.
You can email us too anytime, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com.
Let me read this text before
oh,
you
sure,
do,
go ahead.
Real quick.
Yeah.
because I felt this way as well and fast forwarded through this part. Survivor last night seemed like an overhyped Applebee's commercial.
Oh my God. The Applebee's thing was the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen
in my
life.
Best reward in Fiji. Come on.
Yeah. That was like when that, I just, listen, nothing against Applebee's. Nothing against them. They're fine. They're a chain restaurant you can find in any mall in America. I get nothing against them.
I've never been to one.
I've never been to one either. And the reason why is because I look at the menu and go, oh, God, I might as well go to a Chili's. This is like, it's or you know, whatever other.
It appears to be a diner.
It just does not seem to be the thing that I want to jump into. Right. Whatever. Wherever. You know, same thing with like, what's the Down Under one?
Outback.
The Outback. I don't.
And they've used them before too. So, and it's fine, but
it's
definitely fine.
But they were all there, and I get it. They're starving too. But they're losing their minds. And Karishma, of all people, is saying, that is my favorite restaurant in the world.
Favorite place to sit down and eat.
Right. Oh my God. I'm like, you need to go to some other restaurants.
I'm sure she was put up to that. I'm sure they were all put up to that overhyped reaction to the food that we're about to.
Jeff starts the thing by going, all right, listen, I'm going to tell you what the reward is, and you're going to go crazy. You got me? All right, here we go. Hey, guys, Applebee's. Like, no offense, Applebee's, and no offense, people who like Applebee's, but please tell me it's not your favorite restaurant. Please.
No, it can be. I just
don't be, have the, it be. The, find and somewhere I, else.
Nobody understands ads more than we do. We have to do them all the time, but definitely one of those moments where I went, I can skip this part.
Yeah. Could we drive one more mile and just see? Anyway, Survivor. Hey, how come they're not doing regular previews anymore? They don't tell you who got voted off. They don't tell you, you know, last time on Survivor, this happened. They're just, what they're doing is they play like three quick flashes of things that are going to happen during the episode.
It hasn't occurred to me to. I'm watching
it next
in
time.
Such a
rushed
way that I find myself not picking up on things like that.
I also feel like when they make them switch tribes, that all the work that the people have done to get to the point that they are in the tribe is for naught. And I get it. Like, they're just, you know, this is part of the predestined that they agree they were going to do, not the competitors, but the producers of the show said, after three people are out, we're going to switch up the tribes or what have
Reset.
You.
Reset.
I feel like it really can screw some people over. And people who might otherwise, who had set themselves up and done the work to get to the place that they were, I just don't always feel like it's super
fair.
Yeah,
but it eliminates the possibility of a team starting and running through the whole show.
Right. Remember that one season? I can't think of the girl's name. It might have been Stephanie. She was the only person left on her tribe. She was alone.
I don't remember. I can't see her face.
Yeah,
at all.
It had to be at least 10 or 12 years ago. And they just hadn't gotten to the merge and they hadn't gotten to a place where they were going to send the other team had won every single immunity. And she was, That was it. Just only her on her team. And it was kind of pathetic. Like, so what, they got to sit eight people out now to do this challenge?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what the circumstances were, but she was alone. That was it. She was the only person on the team. Might have been like whatever. And like Maya or something before because now they seem to only do them in Fiji, right? You see the same islands
every
time.
Yeah, same location, yes. Yeah.
Was it Stephanie La Grossa?
It's Stephanie, yeah.
Hold on. This girl?
Yes. I think that's her.
I still don't
might have been in Seattle, in Portland, from wherever you were. Eugene. So, new tribes, Karishma needs to be pulled on the sand. Did you watch the sand thing? Was no joke. They bound these people like wrapped them up like mummies and made them crawl across the sand. I mean, there was so much consumption of sand. All I could think of was, I know that I'd be the person with that one grain of sand in my eye and the rest, and I'd have like a big bloody eye the rest of the time I was on that island.
Yeah, that looked really hard.
That looked
and
gnarly.
The first thing I thought was, that sand, if this isn't morning time, early morning time, then that sand is scorching.
It's cooking them. They even mentioned that. Like, that is hot and not fun. The location, though, how beautiful. Just a reef that has a sandy little circle in the middle of it. Just freaking beautiful. It makes me want to go to Fiji so bad.
Why wouldn't you?
I can't think of one reason. I don't know. The long trip, I guess, is the only thing.
Your kids won't let you?
Yeah. It's not cold and ridiculous and stupid enough for them. Well, they don't live with me. Well, one of them does. But I feel like that kid, I can tell them what to do. You still live with me. You're under my roof. You go where I say we're going. Karishma needing to be pulled on the sand. Nora dragged that girl across the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
Nora, by the way, had the motion down.
Did you see? By the way, it's in this.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Go ahead. Just read her note then.
The water in Nora's bikini being squeezed out by her squeezing her boobs.
Yeah.
What?
That's what I was going to. Aren't you going to read
it? What was that?
I'm assuming she's wearing a bra and not a bikini, and therefore the padding
has soaked in some water.
I don't know.
It's the only thing I could think of, too. We actually had to rewind that part. And Maria says that here. Nora walking down the beach with Janet and Kelly. Did you see her squeezing the water from her swimsuit top by repeatedly squeezing her boobs? So distracted, I had to rewind to hear what they had said. I was the same way. I'm like, I want you to rewind that, not because I want to watch her squeezing her boobs again, but because I just really need to hear what they said right there.
I think it's a bra. I couldn't be sure, but
then that makes sense.
It doesn't make sense that a bikini would have. A bikini's the whole point is to not absorb water like that.
She's just, and the amount of water is like a sponge. She's squeezing her boobs, and like this water's just.
Then again, you know what? Swimsuits vary greatly, and some are more about fashion than they are about usefulness.
Right.
I'm a triangle guy myself.
Yeah.
Wear the triangle top and a regular triangle bottom.
An easy.
Have it be clean and have it fit you right. And then you can swim and you can get up and you can move around and you're not constantly going, oh, my areola just showed to a bunch of kids. Mm. Oh, darn it.
How will they ever recover? Oh, the children.
Well, how will they recover?
And her random question is, did they all not feel the sand all around their eyes? It hurts my eyes just seeing it. I mean, they were just like mouthfuls of sand, spitting sand out each
time. That
was
the one. Who was the girl who had it in her mouth? It was Missy had it.
No, it wasn't Missy.
It was the girl with the long braids.
I don't know her name.
But she had her mouth wide open and went face first into it. And I just went, oh, you just took sand all the way into your mouth.
Just eating sand. Lamar Odom is in the news today. I'm going to tell you, this is honestly the only thing interesting about this story is, do you know who he broke up with to go out with Khloe Kardashian?
Lamar? I don't.
I had never heard this.
I don't know. We're talking about an admitted sex addict, though, so my guess is some porn star that we don't know?
No. Taraji P. Henson. Cookie from Empire. You knew that? That's the whole story right there. Just, I had no idea that Lamar Odom was pulling Taraji P. Henson. Just out of the blue.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, at least he recognizes that he was an immature punk. It is hard to tell someone, listen, you're great, but I fell in love with someone else.
It sucks. You know, I don't know if they adding the piano added a different tone to it for sure. But
it does sound sad.
I have some of those relationships in my past where I look back and go, boy, I wish I could have done better by her.
Mm. Like not ripped up the letter and slammed the door.
She's not even on my list of people that I'm talking about.
You just go back and do that the same way. Huh?
I was not with her. Mm.
Well,
I've explained that to you
really
20 times.
Wanted to get through to you.
We weren't moving forward. Mm. I had priorities. Mm. She was not on that list. She was trying to. She is that consort to the Thailand's king.
Oh, she was trying to be your queen.
She's trying to look. I've got my plans made.
Boy, you are really slowly and deliberately ripping that letter up in front of her.
I don't even know why this. Why you got to bring this up all the time?
Well,
it's completely insignificant in both of our lives.
Trust me.
She moved on and
not
did
so much
fine.
In yours.
She was a nice person and a great looking lady.
I think he slammed the door a little harder than that, Brent. Is there a harder door slam?
Jesus Christ. Anyway, whatever. I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, the girl that slammed the door.
No. Never mind. Nothing.
There's got to be like a harder, like, screw you.
I haven't pulled it yet.
All right, you guys, listen. Halloween is right around the corner.
Yes.
It's seance season.
Okay.
If you could, who would you talk to? If you could get a hold of some dead person, who would it be? Someone in your life, a past celebrity? Like, who would it be?
Well, you know what's weird? I want to play along because that's what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't, you know, I mean, my dad's passed, but do I have something I need to say to him? I don't know. I don't think so. No, not really.
Felt like you were good with him?
I mean,
there's no one else that you'd...
Would I you know.
When you want to be like, you know, how is it?
Sure. You know? Yeah, I guess.
That'd be my question.
I guess
like,
okay,
so what do I
dad.
Look forward to? Or not look forward to or cling to life with everything I have for as long as possible. Hugh Hefner's girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriends. Holly Madison and Bridget Marquardt.
He's dead, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to try and get him.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
Talk to him. They are getting together for a seance on Halloween. Holly thinks that her house is haunted, so they're bringing in, because of course she does, and plus there's a TV show associated with this. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, it's totally haunted.
This is our 15th pilot. It finally got picked up.
Mm.
Right?
I guess.
I'm sure they've been trying to get on back on TV every season for the last 15 years.
This chick, Patty Negri, is a psychic medium from Ghost Adventures, which is apparently a show. There are a bunch of ghost shows. Like, if you're looking for ghost programming, it's out there. There's the Ghost Hunters and Ghostbusters and Ghost Adventures. So she's going to come in there and try and contact some spirits. And while they've got the channel to the other world open through this medium, Bridget's hoping to get half on the horn. Hey, how you doing? How's it going up there or down there, as the case may be? I don't know. One of the girls, Bridget Marquardt, she must be a past playmate, right? If she was one of Hef's girlfriends. She actually has a podcast called Ghost Magnet. And the seance is going to be a special edition of that. So, you know, if you're one of these ghost enthusiasts, then...
Well, when you say she has a podcast...
Lots of people have podcasts. Yeah, I don't know if it's one of the most listened to or not. And I'll end with this. T-Pain, who is fresh off a win on The Masked Singer, mm-hmm. he immediately turned it around and tried to put a tour together. And it is canceled. And he's pretty honest about why. Nobody bought any tickets. In an Instagram video, he said they tried to throw the tour together too quickly. Basically, everything went wrong, including how they were set up to sell tickets. And he said he was advised to lie and give some other reason for the cancellation. Instead, he said, "We effed up. I'm going to keep it real. You can't hold on to a mistake because you spent a long time making it." He said, "Most artists do lie about why they cancel their tours." The quote is, "Whenever concerts get canceled or tours get canceled, it's for low ticket sales. It ain't about, you know, whatever the F reason they say." And I think that's wrong.
100%.
He's saying ticket sales.
He's right.
That's why. Yeah, I love when they say scheduling conflicts.
Right.
I mean, I guess once in a while things will get canceled because somebody's got a vocal problem. Didn't Adele cancel a bunch of...
No,
shows.
That happens too, sure. But those are
they don't cancel the whole tour.
Yeah,
over
that's
that.
Totally different. Than...
Right. But there's always something where it's like, no, she's busy.
I remember a little while back, Janet Jackson tried to launch a full-on tour, mm-hmm. and I don't know who was behind the planning, but that thing didn't take off.
No, recently she toured and it went okay.
Uh-huh. But a few years back,
yeah.
never happened.
No, couldn't make it go. Well, it's nice that he's being honest about it.
And he says a lot of nice things like, you know, people spend their hard-earned money. This is maybe a birthday present, and you show up, and it's going to be like, I'm not going to put any effort because it sucks. Nobody's there, and nobody's going to have a good time. So I appreciate that about him.
Yeah, listen, if you can't sell the tickets to fill, or you either that or you have to reschedule it for just go to smaller venues. You know, if you sold 1,000 tickets, we'll move it to a place that holds 1,000 people. It feels like a big packed concert.
It's a really interesting job because while you are just a... I don't want to say just a musician. While you're a musician and you're a music maker, you're also hosting a party.
Yes.
And that's something that,
you got to bring the energy.
These are people who came out to sit and be entertained for an hour or two
and
by you.
Spent big money. And tickets are expensive now.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to think they were expensive when I was a kid. Jesus, I would have never been able to afford to go to a concert now.
But you better have some kick-ass songs if you're not going to be entertaining in any kind of other way.
You better. What's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much stuff.
All right.
Including, hold on. If you were in a horror movie, how would you end up getting killed?
Oh.
And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. 8K a day is back. So if you want $1,000, just keep listening to the radio. Every hour starting at 9 o'clock for 8 hours straight. We give you a code word. You send it into 72881 at the top of the hour. And the next thing you know, you get $1,000. It's that easy.
That does sound easy.
Doesn't it? I mean, come on.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. All right, so the Nats won again last night. And when I switched over to Survivor, they were winning, but they weren't winning 12-3 at that point. So
they're just killing them.
They're up 2-0 on the Astros, and the next game is Friday night in D.C. Mm. So they're headed home. So Houston may have gotten on a plane, and they may go home for the rest of the season if they don't win a game here quick. So there's that. Also, real quick in sports, there's an NFL game tonight, Washington at Minnesota. Minnesota's pretty good. Washington's terrible. I don't expect that to be a very fun game, but it's a 5:20 game time, and at least Minnesota has a nice stadium.
Yeah.
It's new. Remember the one there's collapsed, and they were in the middle of building, so their new stadium's pretty nice. Okay. PG&E has been turning off power. I woke up with power and was, you know, happy.
Relieved, right.
But in the North Bay, it's very real for some people, as they've cut power in 15 counties. In the Sierra foothills in the North Bay, Alpine, Amador, Butte, Calaveras, Eldor. Anyway, there's a long list.
You know, if you don't have power, right. Maybe because you can't hear this. I don't know. Maybe you have one of those wind up radios or you're listening to radio.com.
They say there's still a possibility for a small pocket of San Mateo County to be shut off. And there's still possible shutoffs coming this weekend. We're in the. What used to be known as the Indian summer, which is the long sort of hot, dry spells that we go through with wind. And that's what we're dealing with.
I thought it was supposed to start cooling down after today.
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
But no, they said something about the weekend.
Oh, boy.
Let me see what we got on our little...
on our weather app.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to cool down a little bit.
It might cool down and then heat back up. Today's 90.
Yeah,
so no, it's not going to be as hot, but that's where I live.
Right.
South Lake Tahoe. Let's see what that says. No, it's cooling off there, too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I hope that's true. I've got at least 20 pages of different PG&E stories in front of me.
Yeah, way cooler this weekend in Mill Valley. I'm sure.
Also, we've got a huge fire burning in Sonoma County. It's grown to 10,000 acres. I passed a convoy of Santa Clara fire fighters headed up.
Right.
So they're on their way. They say this is 0% contained.
Oh, great.
So 10,000 acres is a lot.
Yeah. Especially at 0% containment. It's just going to get bigger and bigger.
Halloween.
Oh, my God.
Here it is.
All right. What you got for me?
If you were in a horror movie,
yes,
you know, there's a great ad. I want to say it's a Geico ad, and it's just so stupid. And it's about how these people are in a horror movie, and instead of getting in the running car that's sitting there that they can just jump in and drive away,
right?
Let's go hide behind the chainsaws.
Because that's the whole thing. People make the worst decisions.
Right.
I don't think I'll be killed in a horror movie because I laughed immediately.
Right.
I had to get out of there. So I live.
A new survey asked people to rank the most likely ways they'd die if they were in a scary movie. And the number one answer was to be strangled or suffocated.
Oh, God.
My first thought was chop my head off.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know.
I want to be the head that gets uncovered when someone opens the refrigerator. Yeah.
Oh,
stabbed
that.
Or slashed a second, tripping or falling onto something fatal like a fence post
that's a common
rake
one, sure. Yep.
To the face.
Oh.
The old rake to the face.
Gawk.
Or a hoe. You right up the woohoo.
Oh.
I don't know, you know.
Sure.
That's one way to go.
Ho. Oh, no. Ho. Yeah, it's there's plenty of good ways to die.
Disappear and never be seen again came in at number 6.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh, really?
And I don't know what happened to me. It's good.
Anyway.
Could still be alive, really.
I thought that was fun.
Yeah, you could be. You're trapped in like a parallel universe or something.
Smart.
Yeah. Stay away from the car, you guys. I mean, obviously, that's not the right choice.
Right. Uber.
Uber.
I don't have it.
Mm.
I've been in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in a couple.
Sure. You've had one hailed by someone you were with.
Yes.
And gotten into that ride.
And I found it delightful.
Mm.
And yet, I don't use it.
Yeah.
I may have to finally break down and get the Uber app here soon because I have to get a colonoscopy and they won't let me drive and there's a kid thing happening and it's a
sure.
whole thing.
Right.
I can Uber,
you're
right?
You're all dopey afterward.
After
I guess so. I think so. Usually they want you to have someone there, though, to kind of like take care of you after that. You're pretty woozy after.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's got to get done.
Yeah.
It's been on my list. I'm not happy about it, but honestly.
Well, I mean.
Let's check that
what
off.
What is there to be happy
already.
About?
Anyway, back to Uber. This isn't about colonoscopies. This is about Uber.
All right. We can make it about colonoscopies.
You've had one?
No.
Oh, no. You're holding out. Mm. So you just decided I don't want to.
I just, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that.
All right.
Mm.
For your health, sir.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
No one's asked you to go do that?
No.
Even the person.
So what about Uber?
Oh, my. Well, interesting.
She's in the mood today.
There's
she's
something
not.
Going
she's
on
perfectly
over there.
Happy. Or she was.
Preventative maintenance. All right. A new study looked at a ton of data and found almost 60% of us never tip our Uber driver.
What? 60%?
60%.
Oh, my God. I always do the cash tip, too. I don't want it to have to run through their thing. Get some cash.
For those who do tip, the average is only about $3.
Oh.
You do more than that?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes. I do it based on how high the fare was. I mean, I'm not going to give you $10 if it was a $6 ride.
All right.
But if it's, you drove me to the airport, you know, that's already a $50 Uber thing. Going to get some cash for that.
Would asking about a colonoscopy affect his tip at
all? It would.
It would significantly
decrease it.
Don't do that,
yeah,
Uber.
Don't do it.
Men are slightly more likely to tip than women. Guys tip their drivers 17% of the time compared to 14% for women.
Oh, my God. I'm honestly horrified that this few people are tipping. Like, tip your freaking driver.
Also, if you tip them, they give you, like yourself, the rider, a better rating.
Yeah, well, I always say, here's a cash tip. I'll give you 5 stars if you give me 5 stars. You know what I have? A 5-star rating.
Oh, that's smart.
One guy was like, oh, did you just get on Uber? I'm like, no. He goes, well, you have a 5-star rating. I go, yeah, that's because you're going to give me a 5-star rating. And I'm going to give you one. And that's how it works, mister.
What is the point of that?
Just want, because sometimes they'll say no to a pickup based on
your
rating.
Yeah.
You want 5 stars,
he's
baby.
A crappy rider. I don't want to pick that guy up.
Yeah.
He barfed in somebody's car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 stars for me, 5 stars for you. And here's a cash tip.
Boy, there's a whole thing going on, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Well, I'm sorry to report that it looks like most of the time we don't tip our Uber drivers. And even when we do, we don't tip them much.
Tip them.
I don't know what to say about that. Seems like it's fair to say 5 out of 10 cars in San Francisco are Uber or Lyft drivers.
Oh, my God.
Half of the drivers I see.
It's unreal.
Am I exaggerating,
you
think?
Yeah, that seems low.
Doesn't it?
It does.
You're under exaggerating. It's unreal. Like, it's so crazy because you used to be able to use whatever lane you wanted to, and you'd stay out of the left lane because someone might be taking a left and back that lane up. I never get in the right lane anymore. Never.
Right.
Because there's someone who's going to stop in the middle of a block and just turn their lights on. I just always ride in the left lane now.
I think for me, what's very interesting is having watched this job materialize from out of nowhere, this gig that
gig
is
economy.
I'm going to be a driver now for Uber. And then we're going to watch that also disappear just as quickly as soon as these cars are driving themselves.
Yeah.
And it appears like it's going to happen sooner than
anyone
even thinks.
Well, that's what they keep saying, but, is it? Seems like
even if it takes
10
more years, right. It's still going to be shocking
and
to see
overnight
an entire workforce disappear and the roads overtaken by cars that have no driver.
I know, it's so crazy. This one guy I know who has a Tesla with the summon.
Oh yeah,
thing.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Most of them have no.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah,
I don't really know that much about it. All I know is
it's still in beta though.
Summon come to me.
Gets his phone out as he's outside of wherever he's at, hits the summon button, and a second later, here comes his car around the corner, pulls up in front of him. Like, it's crazy.
You've seen that happen.
No, it's a guy I know who has this on the thing. I have not stood there and seen the car appear. I can imagine it.
If anybody has that, can you summon it right here in front of the building so we can see that happen?
I think it comes to you. I think it only will come to your phone. Is that
right? It comes to where you are.
Does your dad have summon on
it
his?
It does. It's still like kind of iffy. It's not
iffy. Now your car's lost and wandering around.
Well, no. Sometimes it gets jammed. It can't make the proper U-turn because you know. And typically, you do it in a parking lot because it's safer. It's not like fully functional.
So
yet,
if I parked over on Polk, but I'm down on Van Ness a little ways, I wouldn't be calling.
You're not going
to
do it in downtown traffic.
Why not? I don't want to walk all the way over there.
But could I? Let's say I'm walking out of the grocery store.
That's the idea. That's what they're
trying
to.
And now I want to summon it to come mm-hmm. to the front of the store, and I'll load up and drive away.
I haven't tried it, but I've watched a bunch of people try it on YouTube because I wanted to try it with
my
dad's card.
It doesn't work.
It works. It just takes some time, and sometimes it does get stuck, and they have to walk over to their car that's like sitting in the middle of the road. But I'm sure it works 80% of the time from that video. I'll try it later if I have time.
Yeah, try it.
I'll figure it out. Download the app and update it and all that crap.
But that's like step one, right? I mean, if the thing can't be summoned, then how's it ever going to self-drive? Like, we got to make this happen. Come on, you guys.
Well, it appears I see in the early morning hours a lot of those cars that are mapping, and mm-hmm. they're out there all the time.
It seems like there's not nearly as many as Uber drivers, but there's a bunch of, with just apparatus all around them.
Well, from what I've been told, or from what I've read, I should say, there's a lot more companies than we think. So while we're sitting here thinking it must just be Google, mm-hmm. there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And some of them are the car companies themselves.
Right.
So.
Well, there's going to be a huge, if they can get this running to where it's reliable and it'll be like riding a bus in your own car. Maybe you won't even need a car. Maybe you'll just summon a self-driving car and that'll be it. You'll pay a monthly fee and get to use cars. Hey, car, come get me.
No.
Not
no
have to
maintenance.
Pay for the insurance.
You don't have to deal with the right.
Right. Gassing the thing or electrifying the thing up or whatever. God, it's
I don't know if I could let go, because I'd feel like I'm letting go of my freedom.
Yeah.
If I don't have my own wheels and I'm
to
just
be able to jump in your car and
well,
go
yeah,
you
I mean,
want.
Well, you know, imagine if you're trying to summon your car, summon someone because you got to get to work.
And nothing shows up. And there's no one to call because there
I've got a couple
no
of
drivers.
Texts. Okay, so 408 yeah. says summon will only work in parking lots. They tried it in public residential streets and it doesn't work. Definitely works in the lot though. And then 510 says people are so lazy they don't want to walk to their own car.
Well, you want to be cool and have your car show up and get you.
Well, I would agree with that sentiment. But the point is, if you've got that in your car and it will come and get you at the front of the grocery store, that'd be pretty neat.
Or even better, hop out at your location and go park yourself. That's the thing right there.
Go find a place to park.
Because, you know, our cars park themselves already. Why wouldn't it be able to find a spot?
Find a spot. And if it can't find a spot, just circle. I don't care.
And somebody else says BMWs have it as well. Oh. The summons.
I don't have it.
You don't have it?
No. I have an older i3.
You should see our cars park themselves. It's hilarious.
It takes them forever. It takes 2 seconds to parallel park. And it takes them. They're like, you know, beeping and flashing. And
you just have to recognize a
I'm
spot.
Like,
and
oh,
have
my
it.
God.
But it's so funny because you just hit the button and the wheel goes and just goes. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you're not supposed to touch the wheel at all.
It's fun.
So you just sit there.
And it parallel
you hold
parks
the button.
For you.
You just hold the button for you and just everything does itself. And it'll go really close to the curb. And not hit anything for the most part.
It won't curb your rims.
It doesn't, as far as I've right. my experience.
I've used it like twice because it takes so long. I'm like, I can do this in 1/100th of the time.
Especially in that little thing.
Right, I don't know. Like,
What's your rush, Sarah?
I don't know. I just have really.
She's got to go do the Johnny Mosley podcast.
Yeah, I got
Bryn.
Things to do, Bryn. God.
Speed up a little bit on the way there. Then you take some time parking.
Oh, I listen. I just want to be relaxed.
I'm with you.
I want to be relaxed.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys had to say. John would really love the bald, gray head Sarah.
Yeah, John will be fine with it. The wigs will go on very easily.
I don't know why, but I got all nostalgic when watching Survivor last night and thinking how much it has changed. Remember when they could bring a special item? Remember the auctions?
Oh, yeah.
Remember eating gross things was a regular challenge? It sure has evolved.
Sometimes they'll throw an auction in there, and sometimes there's gross things in the auction.
But they've gone a couple seasons without it.
They have, for sure.
If the bikini top is padded, they absorb a ton of water. I, too, squeeze out tops by squeezing my boobs. No other way.
Nora has a hot rig, but those fake boobs are...
Oh, she has fake boobs?
Looks like it. I don't know. It seems like they're fake.
I think... Nobody cares what I think, but in my opinion, I think small boobs are super hot. I don't know why anyone would try to pad a top to appear to be... I just don't get it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's shape, too.
I told you that girl I was dating for a minute. She had... these little
cutlets.
Rubbery cutlet things that came out of her top. There's Willow with one of them in her mouth. I'm like,
oh my god,
my dog is eating your boob.
Yeah, it's more than adding the boob part. It's actually pushing it in a certain direction to give you cleavage, too.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Sure. Which, if you want cleavage, you want to look good in your shirt, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I'm living my life trying to find a non-underwire, non-padded bra. I can't seem to do it. Apparently, they don't exist.
Forced marriage is a very real thing in the United States. It crosses all cultures and includes white Christians.
Oh, really?
And sadly, it includes girls under 18. Yeah,
sounds
that was
culty.
Tough. It was really tough to watch last night.
It was hard to watch.
But it gives you...
not getting to live her own life.
Gives you a look into why she's so defeated.
Yeah.
Before, like in every way, self-defeated. Like, oh, okay, now we're getting a look in her world.
Mm-hmm.
Awful.
Well,
anyway.
She seems broken by it.
I would be.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
ASMR videos.
Oh, cool.
I got a cool one. It's cool at times and just really funny at times. We'll start with that and move on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.